Welcome to the ITAD Talk Podcast with your host, Jeff Bittner. And part two in this series.
Wow, that sounds like a really important tool.
Right. The other thing which I'm launching now is a similar tool, but for individual sales reps, because in addition to companies providing that service, there are often sales reps who like the idea, but they may not get the buy-in from their company, especially if it's a larger company and they have their own way of doing things. But that sales rep might like the idea of having 40 or 50 of their key contacts getting information from them on a regular basis. And then slightly cynically, if a sales rep chooses to leave a company, they just update their email address and their contacts continue to get the newsletter from them. And then they can update the contact, hey, I'm now with XYZ company. And you'll see the newsletters coming from XYZ company instead of my old ABC company. So it allows a sales rep to keep their, using an old fashioned term, the Rolodex at work for them. Almost as a kind of simple CRM. And we're rolling out that program for as little as $10 a month.
Really?
For $10 a month, the sales rep can have 50 of their key contacts added to the newsletter and receive the newsletter from them. And they can update their contact information as appropriate.
And then what do you charge you charge by the sales rep versus the company? So if a company had like 10 sales reps, it'd be $100 or something.
So different programs. So the program for sales reps, as I say, is about $10 a month. For a reseller, it's usually more about $150 a month because we also have more features, including the microsite. So the news will appear on that reseller's website, under a subdomain, newsletter.company.com or whatever they choose to call it. And the team edition also allows the reseller, let's say if a sales rep leaves the company, and then 30 or 40 people were getting a newsletter from a reseller employee who's no longer there, the reseller's primary contact, often a marketing person, can go in and reassign those contacts to a different sales rep. So John Smith leaves on Friday, and then Monday morning, Mary Jones can be the new sender of the newsletter. So over the weekend, the contacts were reassigned. So because you think about it, a reseller has put a lot of work into paying employees to develop relationships with customers. If the sales rep leaves, the reseller should still have a way of continuing to communicate with that customer or prospect. So that's why it's kind of a little higher value and more of a team addition. The other difference there is that the team edition, as I mentioned, the newsletter is made up of sections. So when the team edition is set up, you can choose which sections are included or not included. Mm-hmm. So for example, if a technology reseller signs up and becomes a Nutanix reseller, well, then they could add the Nutanix news section to the newsletter. And now when the next time the newsletter goes out and there's news from Nutanix, it just appears in the editions of all the sales reps. And the sales reps don't have to do anything. Maybe a sales rep gets a call from a customer saying, hey, I see you now, carrying the Nutanix products. Tell me more. And educating the customers without an explicit, call to action.
Right. Well, that definitely sounds like a really good tool for resellers to use and for sales reps also.
Well, thank you.
So is there any other areas that you would like to let us know about or any past stories with working with tech companies?
Change is constant, right? And getting good people is a challenge. So, one of the areas of I've been exploring with a couple of IT recruiters is having an open position kind of posting. Allowing people to post specific positions, but I'm kind of of two minds about that. I think the lane which I'm in, providing enterprise IT news and information about events. Generally, when I cover events, I'm generally covering events which are national events or are podcasts or webinars, which are suitable for anyone, regardless of location.
Well, I definitely think the topic that you were mentioning about finding people that all the ITED companies that we've been talking to are having problems, whether it's at the processing level or the key personnel in management and things like that. So I think that that's definitely an important topic now.
Yep, and I'm also a big fan of intern type programs. So I'd be happy to promote any such programs.
Okay.
One of my colleagues from South Florida Tech Hub, Alex Funkhauser, has developed a program with the funky name of Get My Intern. And it's been targeted at high schoolers. And his observation was that there were many companies who were happy to hire high schoolers for the summer. And there are many schools and high schoolers who wanted a job for the summer. And there were organizations that had money that wanted to fund getting young people involved with work. And he put his Get My Intern site together as a kind of a broker in the middle, so people can register open positions for interns, and individuals can register an interest in being a paid intern, and then organizations that have money can say, what are the kind of internships they're prepared to pay for. So he's gotten thousands of high schoolers summer gigs, which gets them work experience, which gets them into the workforce. And his company is an IT company, so it tends to be strong in that space, but not limited to it. So people doing kind of graphics and mechanical things and so forth.
Yeah, I think what's really good about that too is it allows young people to kind of see what skills are needed for those roles and to either develop those skills or opt out and opt into a different area too. So that I know one of the things that we do here when we hire people is we kind of bring them in for like a work day, and we'll have them work for anywhere from three hours to 4 hours, something like that, so that they can actually see the job and that we can kind of see how they think, and that if it's going to be a good fit for our company.
Yeah, that's a great idea. The other thing I do with my publishing technology for the local community in South Florida is I produce a weekly summary of IT events in South Florida. And I was involved a few years ago with a number of other event organizers and user group organizers, and someone suggested, the great idea would be this, kind of big shared calendar, and everyone can nod their head and look to somebody else to do it. And so a couple of years ago, I realized, nobody else is going to do it, so let me go ahead and step up and do it. And, because of the tools I have, I'm able to do it fairly efficiently. So now I have about 15,000 people getting a weekly newsletter with a summary of all the IT events that are happening in South Florida. And among the groups I like to promote are a number of the code camps, like IronHack, that they put on events, and New Horizons. They put on events, free events that are kind of samples of their commercial training offerings. And I think that's code camps for people who actually want to do career shifts and dedicate 9 weeks and become a full stack developer. And those are fairly effective programs, but sharing information with the community about what's available, I think, is part of what I try to do to kind of give back to the community.
So are you expanding that that calendar, or it's basically just for your South Florida area?
It's just for South Florida, yeah. You're in Southwest Florida, right?
Correct, yeah. We're on the other coast, on the West Coast, right. Correct. Yeah.
Well, and part of it is, I have good knowledge of the various technology user groups and their organizers, so it's relatively easy for me to do that.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time this morning. Is there anything else that you wanted to bring out, or that you think is that we may have missed as a topic?
No, I appreciate your giving me this opportunity to describe what I'm doing, and look forward to doing some more things with you.
Great. Well, once again, I really appreciate your time, John, being on ITAD Talk, and we'll look forward to speaking in the future. I know that we're going to potentially work on a few things with you. So once again, I really appreciate your time.
Don't forget to subscribe and like the show on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you listen.